with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell says blizzard warnings have been issued for New York City, New Jersey, and coastal communities along the East Coast.
We do have up to 18 to 20 inches of snow currently forecast across parts of New Jersey and Long Island. That's where the heaviest totals are currently expected. But as you know, there's a lot of spread in the guidance still, where there's a lower end potential and a higher end potential, even higher than those numbers. But we could definitely see up to 2 feet of snow in parts of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast before it's all said and done.
Ukrainian forces attack a Russian missile plant a day after talks to end their war end with no sign of a breakthrough.
Ukrainian forces have struck an industrial site deep inside Russia. A man and woman in Votkinsk in the Udmurt region saying another one's coming. Where? It's the sound. The local health minister says 11 people were wounded. Another official says a military industrial complex was hit by drones launched from Ukraine. The Votkinsk machine building plant produces ballistic missiles, often used in strikes against Ukraine. I'm Donna Water.
President Trump says he's raising the global tariff he wants to impose to 15%, up from 10% he had announced a day earlier. The president saying in a social media post yesterday that he was making the decision, quote, based on a thorough, detailed, and complete review of the ridiculous, poorly written, and extraordinarily anti-American decision on tariffs issued yesterday by the Supreme Court, unquote. Authorities say crews have recovered the bodies of 9 backcountry skiers who were killed in a California avalanche days ago. Rescuers discovered the bodies of 8 of the victims earlier in the week, but one person was still missing as of Friday night. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington shares a new snapshot of abortion in the U.S.
It's the annual report from National Right to Life, and it reveals that just about 2/3 of all abortions are now carried out by the use of drugs, and those drugs can be shipped virtually anywhere in the country. The report also finds that half of all states have moved to enshrine abortion in law or their state constitutions. The other half place some kind of serious restrictions on the procedure, including some states where it is virtually banned altogether. Michael Harrington reporting.
A 15th century statue that once stood outside Milan's iconic Duomo Church has found a new home. The bearded saint with book was recently restored under the Adopt a Statue program, launched in 2020 by the centuries-old institution that oversees the cathedral's conservation. As of this month, it's on display at FNM, an Italian transport company. The program recruits donors to find and fund restoration of statues. This is SRN News. An investigation is underway into the unauthorized sterilization of thousands of women. Savannah Peters has the story.
In the 1970s, the Federal Indian Health Service sterilized thousands of women without their full consent. Now, the state of New Mexico is set to investigate that troubling history. State legislators launched a fact-finding probe that they hope will give voice to victims of forced and coerced sterilization. New Mexico's commission will gather information and testimony and report its findings by the end of next year. I'm Savannah Peters.
Thousands of nurses at a major New York hospital system have approved a new contract, voting to end the strike after more than a month. The nurses' union announcing the vote results yesterday. More than 4,000 nurses in the privately run New York Presbyterian system have been on strike since January 12th. They are now due to start returning to work in the coming week. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.